Good morning, honey. Thank you so much for taking the time to come in so early. That I know it must be quite a bother, but I appreciate it that we have a lot to talk about. Please take a seat. That I've been reviewing your test scores lately, and I have to say, I'm greatly disappointed. You used to be such a great student, but lately things have just changed and taken a dramatic turn for the worse. So, I wanted to ask you in privacy if something is going on. Nothing. Really? Are you saying that nothing is going on, or that there's nothing I can do to help you with that? I am your teacher, and I know a little bit about your family life, so you can trust me with whatever it may be. Is it a relationship issue? An emergency of some sort? That if something is going on, no matter how small, I can extend deadlines for you at least, you know. It's none of those. Well then, since you're being so insistent on there being no issue like that, then what is it? Why are you slacking off in my class then, honey? Like, you're always just staring into space. Are you distracted? By what exactly? Look at me when I'm talking to you. You don't want to answer. And you refuse to look at me in the eyes. I see. Okay. I think I'm starting to get it. Yeah. I'm starting to put all the pieces together. It would seem that a little someone has a crush on their professor. Then I hit the nail on the head. Oh, you're blushing. It seems that I did. Oh, come on. It's rude to look the other way when someone's talking to you. Come on. Eyes on me. Look at me straight in the eyes and tell me. Do you have a crush on me? Oh, come on. It's a simple yes or no answer, honey. Fine. I'll go easy on you and allow you to nod instead of having to say anything out loud. If you're that shy about it, I'll be nice. So you do. Well. Should have figured as much. I'm not that much older than you. And I do know that sometimes students can get a bit lost in their fantasies. Especially when their teacher gives them a extra attention. But I bet you're wondering what my reply to your confession is. And, well, it's not fully a no since you are about to graduate. You do know that I like women, right? But the reason why I'm not giving you an immediate no is because, well, you are quite cute. Like, I remember first time I saw you enter the classroom. I thought you were a woman. Well, now that you're telling me that you have feelings for me, instead of being disinterested, it's quite the opposite. I am definitely intrigued, but you would have to agree to a very special condition. What that condition is, well, let me explain myself a little bit further. While you may not feel that you're anything special when it comes to academics, I disagree. I believe that you're a very diligent student, that you're a hard worker, incredibly dedicated to your studies, and you definitely care about the material. So, even if you have a couple of bad grades when it comes to your final assignments, oh yeah, because I'm not gonna give you an excuse for having a crush on your teacher. Sorry, I'm not that generous. But I believe you'll be fine. Especially since the thing that matters most is the final exam, which I am not going to be overseeing. And I believe you'll be able to get a good grade on that. If you'd like, I might be able to give you some personal tutoring later on as well for it. That I like to reward students that show a desire to improve, the dedication to work hard and push themselves to their limits. I like rewarding them with everything that I can give them. But in that same manner, I do enjoy punishing students who are naughty, and instead of working hard and dedicating themselves, choose to get distracted. Yes. Punishments. Have you ever been punished before? I mean, have you ever been punished as an adult? That. Since you confessed to me, well, let's just say that I'm looking at you in the same way that I would a partner, not as a student. So, I think I should punish you that way. Wouldn't you agree? Because once you pass your final exam, You'll be done with university. You'll be going out into the world. And I think it'd be irresponsible of me to just let you go just like that. And I've always been good at punishing naughty boys and girls and setting them on the correct path. So I think I can do the same for you. Although your punishment's gonna be a little bit special. But if you want to date me, you need to change. So, this punishment will do just that. I'm sure you know what I mean, but I'm sure the anxiety, the curiosity is driving you crazy. You know what the answer is. You know what I want. You're afraid of it. But a part of you is curious all the same. And in case you haven't put it together, I'm gonna give you one last hint. I think you're cute. But I'm only into women. Knowing that, what do you think? Do you want me to punish you? Do you want me to set you straight? That I may no longer be your teacher in the traditional sense, but I can certainly be your life teacher. All I have to do is say, "Yes, ma'am, I need to be punished. Please punish me. I need it." Glad. I'm listening. Good job. Good job. Truly a wonderful student. You learn so quickly. You'll make a very good girl for me. Let's see here. Okay. This should work pretty well for us. What am I doing? Honey. Isn't it obvious? I'm pulling out a spare set of clothes. Why? God, I didn't think that you were such an airhead. They're for you, silly. I said I was gonna punish you. And that punishment involves feminizing you. I made it pretty clear. I'm only into women. So, if you want to date me, you're gonna have to become a woman. That's as simple as it is, honey. So, what do you choose? Are you gonna let me dress you up? Or are you gonna run away? Last chance. Then I won't let you run after this. Good girl, good girl, good girl. These are only my emergency clothes, so it's nothing fancy, but I think they would look good on you. I don't have any extra pairs of shoes that fit you, but I'm sure yours will do. At least for now. And, you're pretty small, so I'm sure that my clothes can fit you pretty well. Only thing that I'm a little sad about is that I normally don't bring my makeup back here because, well, I want to give off a more natural look as a teacher. So I won't be able to dolly up, but it's fine. You also had a cute little face that I'm sure you'll look passable. Especially if I just style your hair a little bit. Feeling embarrassed, self-conscious about the idea of wearing my clothes. I'm sure that the idea of wearing my blouse excites you, doesn't it? The idea that it was hugging my chest not too long ago, and that now it'll be hugging yours. Not to mention the panties and bra. I know the bra is a little big for you, but I was thinking we could stuff them with a little bit of toilet paper. You know, give you a nice big rack. I think it would suit you quite nicely. That would also make it harder for people to recognize you. That I'm sure none of your friends would expect you to grow tits overnight. Oh, but how could I forget the skirt? I know it's a little shorter than most teachers wear, but how could I resist? My legs are my best asset after all. So I gotta show them off. And I already know that this skirt is gonna make your hips look wonderful. So come on. Chop chop. Take all that stuff off. That it's time for you to get dressed up. look so cute like that. Definitely better than when you were wearing all that trash. Sorry. I really don't like guys. So, seeing you now without all that yucky stuff. Which, by the way, did you buy that? It's all too big for you. None of it is really your size, nor does it accentuate your figure. So, from now on, I'm buying all your clothes. Or at least choosing them. Because until you develop a sense of fashion, you're not going to be allowed to pick your own clothes. Sorry. But seeing that mess right there on the floor, yeah, no, not letting that happen. For now, though, let's get back to the task at hand, that we are quickly running out of time, and I would not want your classmates to come in and see you half-naked. That would certainly be one way to end the college year. So, go ahead and put the panties on for me. It's pretty simple. It's pretty much like any regular pair of underwear, but much, much softer. I'm sure your little friend will fit quite snugly in there. For the bra, what you're gonna have to do is put your arms through the hoops. There you go. Pull it backwards. And now turn towards me. Normally, you would do this part yourself, but I want you to be ready before your classmates come. So I'm doing it for now. And there you go. We're now going to stuff the bra. So, there you go. That way you have the nice illusion of having a big and juicy pair of your own. Good. Now, go ahead and put the blouse on. Good girl, good girl. Normally, I would have the buttons a bit more loose, but for you, we're gonna need to make sure to have it buttoned up properly, though we don't want anything getting out of place, right? For the skirt, the zipper is on the side, so you're just going to slip your legs in. Very simple, very easy. And then just turn around, make sure it's in the right place. You tuck in your blouse. And then just zip it up. And there you go. Amazing. You look so hot like that. But I can still see a little bit of hesitation in you. The thought of your classmates seeing you like this make you nervous? I see. We're gonna have to fix that then. Don't worry. I have a surefire way to make you learn your place. So be a good girl and bend over my desk. You heard me. Bend over. You've been a very bad girl. So, I'm gonna have to teach you what happens to bad girls. Okay. There you go. You look good like that. Almost as if you were meant to be bent over. You have such pretty hair. Does it feel good when I stroke it like this? Does that feel good? I'm glad. Because this is probably going to hurt. But don't worry. It's all for the best. That was a nice sound. And judging by your yelp, then it hurt. Oh, my poor girl. Don't worry. I think your sweet little ass is handling it pretty well. I think the skirt did a good job dampening the impact a little bit. Although, looking at you like this, I kinda wish that I could see you without it. And that I could just see your red little bum with a hand mark over it. Come on. I'm not done yet. Wiggle that ass for me. That I want you squirming. Good girl, good girl, good girl. Are you learning your lesson? Are you learning to repent for being such a naughty girl? Who was getting distracted in class over her crush on her teacher? I mean, you're as naughty as it gets. You're here, bent over my desk, after getting all dressed up, throwing away your manhood, if we can call it that, to be a girl for her. I mean, how pathetic is that? Do you think that people would respect someone like you? Someone so worthless. people do to bad girls like you is punish them to make sure that they learn their place. You're having some very good reactions. Certainly worthy of an A+. Tell me, honey. Do you understand now? Do you understand your place? Come on. Loud and clear. Unless you want me to spank you again, that is. Good girl, good girl, good girl. Doesn't it feel good to cry out and express yourself? To be honest about how you feel? About who you are. That there's nothing holding you back now. I mean, there's nowhere left to go but up. That you're here, dressed up like a naughty little girl, bent over your teacher's desk while getting spanked. I don't think there's anything more humiliating than that. Yet, here you are, enjoying and loving every second of it. So, why be embarrassed about your classmates or, better said, former classmates seeing you all dressed up? But it's not like you're gonna even see them after this. All you have left is your final exam next week and you're done. You won't need to see them again if you don't want to. So, why not let them see the real you? Good girl, good girl, good girl. I'm glad you know your place now. And now that you have, I'm more than willing to give dating your shot. That I like my girlfriend submissive and breedable. So I think you fit the part pretty well. God, I left you a quivering mess, didn't I? You're even leaking a little bit of my desk. What a naughty girl. Or better said, a naughty slut. Am I gonna have to make you claim that? Are you dirty enough to do that? Would you clean up your own cum for me? Say it. I'm a dirty little slut. And I'll eat my own cum for you, mistress. Good girl. Then get to it. That I can't have my desk be dirty by the time our students come by. such a dirty little slut, aren't you? I suggest that it partially is a joke, but I'd be lying if I didn't get a little turned on by that. I'm tempted to just smack that tight little ass of yours again, but this time is a reward rather than a punishment. But I know you loved every second of it. I mean, you even came a little from it. How much of a whore are you? Like, do you have any idea of how much of a bitch you have to be to come from getting spanked? I bet you even fantasized about me keeping you dressed up like this. And having me tell your fellow students that you're actually a TA. A naughty little teacher's assistant. With all of them being none the wiser. As their fellow classmate. You'd be standing here next to me, watching a student slowly come by my desk to pick up the results. The same desk where I spanked your little ass till you came. I could even have you walk around and hand a couple of documents to all of them. I bet the more naughty ones would look up your skirt and notice that your cheeks are all red. And they would wonder, oh my, why is her ass so beat? Did the teacher have some fun with her before we arrived? And they'd all start gossiping around you. I bet you would like that though, wouldn't you? Having all your former classmates calling you a slut without them even knowing that it's you. Just from your blush alone, I know you'd love that. You're so cute. You know, I have a proposition for you. If you do well on your final exam, I will go ahead and take things a step further. What do I mean? Well, I mentioned earlier that it was a shame that I didn't have my makeup with me so I can doll you up. As a graduation present, if you do well on your final exam, I will fully feminize you. I will make you the woman of my dreams. And I'll pay for everything. I'll get you some nice brass pads. A small metallic chastity cage to lock cock up your little clit dick. Because let's be honest, that's what it is. If you were endowed, maybe I would consider letting you have it free, but I think it'll be better for the both of us if it's just kept in a little cage forever. Plus, it's not like you're gonna be the one doing the fucking. I am going to be railing you nice and hard till you're screaming my name. But I'm getting ahead of myself. I will also take you to a salon and get you all girlied up. This includes hair extensions, styling, makeup, everything. I'm going to have you girlied up from head to toe. After that, I'll take you out to a nice dinner. So you can feel what it's like being treated like a woman. And when we get home, I'm going to make you a woman. I'm going to peg you so hard. You're gonna be screaming my name, and you're going to absolutely forget about your tiny little dick. You'll even forget that you have it. And after that, we'll make sure to add a little butt plug to your getup, so that way you're always ready for me to fuck you whenever I please. Does that sound like a fair deal? Good girl, good girl, good girl. I like seeing how eager you are. In that case, I'll have to make sure to tutor you properly so that you're ready for your exam. And I won't allow you to fail it, because I'm very much looking forward to making you my cute little bitch next week. So you better be prepared that I'm not the type to be gentle in bed.